to the idea of being bugged, doesn't it? And then we have the electronic tattoo. Microelectronics technology, called an epidural electronic system, was developed by an international team of researchers from the United States, China, and Singapore. It blurs the distinction between electronics and biology, invisible to the user, and may just be the ultimate mark of the beast. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Much to talk about when we barely scratch the surface. And we're told that our babies will all be genetically mapped by 2019. Universal surveillance. People get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon we'll be coming home. It's time for us to get serious, sober-minded about our faith. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith, friends, to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. This is not a game. It's time to get ready. People get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon we'll be coming home.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, I hope that they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock, who, of course, has been over in the Holy Land 14, 15 years, and she reports to us regularly on what's going on in Israel, what's going on in the adjacent Palestinian areas. Cheryl came back here about the 11th of June. She's going to be here for a few months on speaking tour. And so we ask her to be with us to keep us abreast of certainly what she knows about Israel and certainly what's going on here in the United States with her ministry, because we sort of look upon her ministry as, well, sort of an extension of our ministry. Now, basically, when Cheryl was over in Israel, and this is 3 weeks ago, everybody was being prepared for a major conflict. Certainly, Cheryl had a safe room where certainly they'd be able to survive a chemical, biological, or radiological attack. And she and her neighbors worked on this room so they could share it. And then, of course, they were laying in supplies of food and water because, of course, the Israelis are anticipating a major attack. We live here in the United States in the safety of our homes, and we live in the most pleasant environment. But the people over in Israel are very, very concerned because they know that there's conflict surrounding them. Basically, they face not only the conflict that's going on in Syria, and if the group that the United States is backing, and I'm talking about Al-Qaeda, if Al-Qaeda wins in Syria, why it'll only be a matter of time before there's an attack directly from the American-backed terrorists on Israel. And it doesn't make sense, but so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. Well, let's see right now if we can get Cheryl on the line. Sydney, hi, Cheryl. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Shalom. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, and I appreciate so much your being with us. And tell us, what do you hear in Israel? Now, we've heard some rumors over there. That there was a question about mobilization. Is there any truth to that?
Well, what's going on? I found out today from a friend of mine who has some daughters in the army. He said what they're doing is they're bringing more troops to the north. They're calling up troops to go to the north. They have to get the border under control because a lot of the UN peacekeepers have left the Golan Heights. As you know, that 12 of them from the Philippines were kidnapped by the rebels, the Syrian rebels. And so the Philippines pulled their UN peacekeepers out. And then Belgium also was shot at. Belgium was Austria, and they pulled theirs out. Belgium pulled theirs out. France pulled their UN peacekeepers out. So Israel is trying to guard that border. And yes, they're afraid that the attack, well, the attack is spilling over the border. And Israel, the IDF has been engaged in gunfire with the Syria already.
And so basically they are calling up troops, but it's mainly it's not a general mobilization. They just want to guard the border. Is that it?
Yeah, they're beefing up the border in the north right now, Syrian border and on the Lebanon border where Hezbollah is.
All right, fine. Well, I think that certainly the leaders of Israel, I'm sure, are very, very concerned about the very real threat of not only a military attack, but a missile attack. Do you hear much about the possibility, you know, we're talking about somewhere between 50 and 200,000 missiles aimed at Israel. There's no way she could survive that. What do you hear about that?
Yeah, there's missiles from Saudi Arabia, from Hezbollah, and Syria pointed at Israel as we speak. And the ones from Saudi Arabia are not only pointed at Israel, they're pointed at Iran. But missiles are pointed, and what Israel's worried about, what Netanyahu's worried about, is that chemical warheads from Syria is going to be given to Hezbollah, who are already fighting over there with the regime. And if those chemical warheads are put on those missiles, they will be fired into Israel. So he said that everyone, he ordered the troops, the IDF, to give every person in Israel a gas mask. They've been working on it, but they didn't finish, and now he's pushing it.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Cheryl Hancock.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly Cheryl's with us. Cheryl Hancock. She's just over here a couple of weeks from Israel, where she's lived for many, many years. And she was simply saying that certainly Israel's on a much higher level of alert. They've always been on to some sense of alert. But certainly many of the bomb shelters and the buildings were used for furniture storage for other things. And in recent months, why this has all changed, certainly they're getting all the bomb shelters and all of the buildings prepared for a major cataclysmic event, laying in water supplies, laying in food supplies. And certainly the homes have their bomb shelters, the apartment houses, everything has a bomb shelter. And of course, they are very, very worried about the chemical warfare. And they're worried that, that Syria could give their chemical weapons to Hezbollah or to Saudi Arabia or to somebody else, that this could be used against them. Basically, the people of Israel are very, very concerned about the possibility of war. Now, how do the people in Israel feel about what's going on over in Egypt?
Well, they're waiting to see what's going to happen. They don't feel it's a good situation for Egypt, but they don't like Morsi because Morsi is Muslim Brotherhood. And as we know, they're not for Israel. They do not like Israel. As a matter of fact, it was very difficult keeping the peace treaty that Mubarak, the leader before him, had laid down. He said he was going to change that peace treaty, and he was in the process of doing that. So Israel doesn't know what the outcome is going to be. But in the meantime, Morsi's people, the Muslim Brotherhood, ran away from the army who are with the demonstrators fighting against the Egyptian government, and they ran into the Sinai. So they're hiding out in the Sinai, and troops are going after them, Egyptian troops. A lot of these people that are demonstrating are more like secular Egyptians that do not want Sharia law. Muslim Brotherhood is all about Sharia law, and they don't want to be bound under that. So that's why you see the demonstrations. But they are the minority, and that's why Morsi won. And so they don't – Israel – Morsi, no, that's not a good mix. So we're waiting to see what happens.
Well, now, do you think the majority of the Egyptian people wanted to bring in Sharia law, or the majority opposed Sharia law?
The majority was for Muslim Brotherhood. So they knew that Muslim Brotherhood is about Sharia law.
They really were. And so you think that the average Egyptian then wanted this new government. They wanted the strict situation there. They wanted them to, they would have to give up a lot of their traditional freedom to accept Sharia law, wouldn't they? But you see, this really would have had the support of the majority of people in Egypt.
Pardon? I didn't hear the last question.
Now, that you feel that the majority of the people in Egypt supported the Muslim Brotherhood, supported return to Sharia law?
Yes. The majority voted for Morsi, and there was a guy that was running who was secular, and they did. The minority voted for him. The minority is the Christians or some of the Egyptians that wear regular clothes, like Westerners, and they have been educated, like doctors, lawyers, teachers. And the other people, they voted for Morsi. They want Sharia law. That the only democracy, part of democracy that they want is to be able to vote for who they want into office. They don't want a dictator. But those people have voted, and the majority of people in Egypt voted for Morsi, and that's why he's in government, and they do want Sharia law.
But of course, Morsi's been driven out of the out of that area. And did you say that a lot of Morsi's followers have gone into the Sinai, or who's actually gone into the Sinai and trying to hide there?
Right. Morsi's followers, which is Muslim Brotherhood, have hidden in the Sinai. And the troop who is with the demonstrators, the secular people, who have the weapons, of course, you know, the army, they went after them. Now, there's been beheadings there. There's been hangings, beatings, and they're weeding them out and trying to find the Muslim Brotherhood people. They're actually talking about arresting one of them because the Muslim Brotherhood called for a jihad against their own people, against the Egyptians that are rebelling against them, that are demonstrating, that want regular democracy.
Well, it's a tragic situation, and certainly, what is the impact, is the revolution in Egypt going to have on Israel, or certainly at the present time, is it just all up in the air?
No, right now it's up in the air because they don't know who's going to end up being in leadership. They're going to have another election, it looks like, so they're going to have to figure out who's going to be that leader and how they're going to get along with Israel. Israel doesn't know. They're trying not to get involved in the other countries' battles. All their neighbors are having battles on the outside. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them. So they're just waiting to see what's going to happen here.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question about what's going on in Israel, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. If you're here in the Central Coast of California, our telephone number is 464-8295. And of course, our guest is Cheryl Hancock. And she's simply here, or came over the early part of June, and the 11th or 12th of June, something like that. She'll be here for a few months before she goes back. She's going to be giving speaking engagements. And do you have a pretty full speaking engagement itinerary when you're going to be here in the United States?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's over full, and I've been doing things in between, so I've added to my itinerary, so I'm pretty well busy. Yeah.
How long are you going to be here, Cheryl?
Oh, my last speaking engagement is September 8th.
All right, fine. Well, of course, Cheryl's on the front lines and trying to let people know what's really going on over there. And how many years have you been in Israel now?
I've been there over 14 years, on my 15th year now.
All right, fine. And because she works there with the Israeli people, she works with the Palestinians, and she serves as a writer, and she keeps us abreast of what's going on over there. If you have a question for Cheryl about what's taking place in Israel today, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, now, basically, how do the Israeli people feel? Or are they sort of used to living in constant danger?
Well, they're definitely used to it, which is a shame. But when I went down to Sderot, where the rockets were coming in from Gaza, I actually got to talk with the psychiatrist down there. And she said people would call her up in the middle of the night. Over half the town has been to her. Grown kids, 16, 17 years old, will wet their pants when the siren goes off because it's unnerving. I was in my living room and the siren went off, and my thought was, where is the rocket going to hit? And you have to run for your bomb shelter. They want to terrorize the Jewish people, and they're doing that. And some of these kids have been, you know, born with this and raised with this. So it's a horrible way to live, but the people are just, they're strong. The only thing that really got me when I asked people in November, I slept in my bomb shelter because the rockets were coming in, and I would go to the mall during the day. They would open the malls, and I asked the people how they were feeling. And the one question they had is, why do people hate us? Why does everybody hate us? So it was really sad to see the situation of the Jewish people. You know, actually, I need to tell you that the Jewish people, and this is what I'm speaking about as I travel, the people want to go to the Jerusalem. They want to worship the Lord. They want to live in peace. Some of them are religious. Some of them are not. But they want to live in peace. They finally have a homeland where they can do that and do their religion and have Shabbat, the Sabbath, and do the feast and not be in France or Germany or someplace else. But they're not getting a chance. They spend more money on security than they do on anything else.
Well, it certainly is understandable. Certainly they have to have a strong defense force, and I'm very interested in the fact that they have been calling up at least some of the defense force in this last, the last two or three weeks now to reinforce the borders?
Yeah, actually it's very recent. I just got a report today that they have decided to reinforce the Golan even more, yeah.
Now, are they afraid then that the rebels will come across the border? Are they afraid that the Assad's troops will come across the border? Or are they just trying to secure the border so the people can't get in? What is really the, why are they reinforcing the border? Or is that simply because the United Nations troops are pulling out?
All of the above, actually, because the United Nations is gone. There's no one there to watch what's going on between Hezbollah. Hezbollah troops are going over into Syria and fighting with the government. They are Shiite Muslims, and they can take chemical weapons back into Lebanon if no one's watching. That's why the UN peacekeepers were supposed to be there. Though the UN peacekeepers could never carry a gun. They had no way to protect themselves. So they said, why should we be here? And they were shooting at the UN peacekeepers, and they were kidnapping the UN peacekeepers. That's why they left. But Israel is worried about people coming over into Israel, and they do take some of the ones that are wounded, that are right on the border, and they take them to the hospital in Israel, Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem, different places. And then they take them back to the border and let them go on. Israel is worried that the rebels are going to turn around, or even the regime, if they win, and take those weapons and fire on Israel. Assad already said that if Israel blows up this supply that comes in from Russia, Putin in Russia is sending these F-300 missiles to Syria because he promised them that he would give them to them. They are surface-to-air missiles. So they can take on any airplane. They go 300 kilometers. That's why they're called F-300. And they can take out airplanes that fly into Ben-Gurion Airport. That's into Tel Aviv, into Israel. They can take out passenger planes if they want, if they receive that shipment. So Israel told Syria they will not allow that shipment to be given to them so that they can hurt the Israeli people. And Assad said that we're going to open a front against Israel on the Golan Heights and with Hezbollah because they're working hand in hand. So this is one of the reasons why they're beefing up the border. You're going to hear the explosion pretty soon probably from those rockets because Israel has to take them out.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, of course, Hezbollah, do we have any idea how many rockets that Hezbollah has up there in Lebanon?
The last time I heard Netanyahu speaking at a press conference, he looked at us and he said there are thousands of rockets pointed at Israel. Not hundreds, but thousands. Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
More specific than that.
All right, fine. Of course, we hear all sorts of figures. We have no idea. But we've heard some people have said 50,000. We don't know. But anyway, of course, Netanyahu has said tens of thousands. But certainly, when you look at the size of Israel, 10,000 missiles would certainly devastate the country. And if there are several tens of thousands, why, it would be a disaster. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're trying to bring you up to date with what's going on in Israel and that part of the world. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Our guest, Cheryl Hancock.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, and certainly Cheryl is certainly over here for a few months from Israel. Cheryl, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and certainly get your information, read the information you put out on a regular basis for your supporters? And so how can people get to your website and get your information?
They can email me at reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Once more, how can they, what's the number? What's the title?
The email address is reportingfromisrael, all one word, @gmail.com.
And of course, we get the report on a almost a weekly basis. It's always fascinating. Well, no, basically, of course, there's some people who say that what's going on over in Syria is really simply a battlefield on which there's a fight between the East and the West. On one side, you have Russia suddenly backing the Syrian government. And, of course, they have as allies suddenly Iran. And they have a part of Iraq. They have Hezbollah, Hamas. And then, of course, on the other side, well, you have the United States and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the Arab countries and Israel and their alliance certainly against the Assad government. How do you look upon that? Is Israel really involved in this, or is Israel trying to stay out of the major conflict between the two superpowers?
Well, yeah, you're right. There's a Shiite-Sunni war going on. And, of course, Syria being Shiite and the rebels being Sunnis, Saudi Arabia being Sunni. And we, America, are on the Sunni side. And Israel is trying to stay out of it. They want to be neutral because they're not liked by the Sunnis or the Shiites, but neither is America. Yes, they're afraid that the Sunnis are going to turn, well, we're talking about Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, but they're going to turn weapons on Israel. And the Sunnis also put that together the GCC, which is the Gulf Cooperation Council. And there are seven countries, the last I heard, in this council, and it's all about fighting against the Shiites, because whoever wins this war is going to get control of the Middle East. That's their thought. They're going to get control of the Middle East. They will control the oil in the Middle East. They can close the different passages. And that, if they control the oil in the Middle East, they will be able to control the West. That's the thought behind it. So we're on the Sunni side because we have more camaraderie with them, but they're not any better than the Shiites.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Cheryl, 1-888, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, because this is a tragic situation, a tremendous instability over there. And of course, it's up to estimated almost 100,000 civilians have been slaughtered. Certainly a million of Syrians have had to flee the country and are living in concentration camps in Jordan and in Turkey. About 4 million Syrians are living in concentration camps within their own country because they can't go home. Their homes are in the middle of areas of conflict, or their homes have been destroyed. They've destroyed the value of their currency. They've destroyed the value of the people's savings, their life savings. I mean, Sydney, what do you hear about the people in Syria? This must be miserable for them. And what about the Christians living in Syria? How are they faring? And are they trying to flee and get away?
As a matter of fact, the Christians are really being hurt over there. Many of the women are being raped. And as I said before, there are three, a priest that was beheaded, and he had two others with him. They are a minority over there, and they are not liked by the Muslim groups, of course. And so they're trying to flee out of there. And as you said, we have troops. America has troops, 1,000 troops in Jordan, helping the refugees coming from Syria. They're helping the rebels. They're helping Jordan take care of the rebels there. So we are on the border of Syria, America.
And, of course, for a long period of time, we've had our special forces over there arming and financing the rebels. And they've killed us, and they would have 100,000 people would not be dead. Of course, for the fact that America is over there, what in heaven's name are we doing there? Why are we involved over there? Why don't we just let the people there suddenly take care of their own affairs? If we weren't over there financing and backing and training the rebels, you wouldn't have a civil war in Syria, would you?
Well, you're right. People are over there backing. As a matter of fact, Saudi Arabia is backing the Sunnis. Iran is backing the Shiites. So you have a battleground there. It is a battleground of Sunni and Shiite war. So Hezbollah is coming in. Iran, like I said, is a big backer. Saudi Arabia, America is a big backer of the Sunnis. So that's the staging ground for it all. That's where the battlefield is happening.
And you see, right. The average American really doesn't understand that this battle has very little to do with Syria. That's just where all the 100,000 people have died. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, this is an example of American foreign policy. We're over there. We're financing the people. 100,000 people are dead. And a lot of them get killed with weapons that we purchased. Does anybody here really care? Do they really care about all those people who've died? We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Cheryl Hancock, and Cheryl's sort of our commentator, are over there in the Holy Land. And Cheryl, why don't you tell our listeners about your work? I know that you work with the Christians over there. You work with the Jewish people. You work with the Palestinians. Why don't you tell our listeners about your work in the Holy Land? Because you've been there going on over 14 years.
Yeah, well, I went there as a tourist years ago, and my heart kind of stayed. So I realized I needed to be over there to help people. I actually wanted to be working with humanitarian aid. And I'm a journalist over there. So in the meantime, as I'm doing humanitarian aid, I'm also doing radio reports and sending those to Toronto, Canada every week. And I interview the people because I want to learn from them. And I think we shouldn't put our opinion in as journalists, but we should listen to the people and what they're saying and get the facts and get the facts to the people. As I'm doing these radio reports, I'm meeting people in villages all over the place, whether they be ultra-Orthodox Jews or some are Muslim. I go to the West Bank. I go to Bedouins, Druze, Ethiopian immigrants, Russian immigrants, Holocaust survivors. Whoever needs help is where I want to go. And when I go, I take them items that they need, or I just befriend them and sit with them. But, you know, it's been interesting working with the Arab people. I would say I work with the Arab people more than any other people group, because they are really hungry for the love of God. And because I'm a Christian, the Lord kind of uses me as a vessel to love these people. And I can go into a house, and the kids will just almost knock me down, running at me and hugging me. And they see that there's love there. And they don't talk about love in the mosque or in the Quran. And when people get love, they want to know how they can get more. And so they're hungry to know the Lord. You know what? I ended up baptizing a lot of Palestinian people. And it's not me going there and telling them this is what they need to do. It's people calling me or asking me, will you take me and get me baptized? And what I do is say, I'll give them a ride. And I say, okay, I'll take you to the Jordan River. And so I get usually men to baptize the men. And they get in the water and they believe they go down as a Muslim and they come up as a Christian. They are cleansing themselves and coming up as a Christian. Sometimes they won't even go down backwards. They'll just drop down, bend their knees, and come back up. They are so hungry. The Lord's actually been giving these people dreams and visions. And I never even believed in that until I talked to Muslims that had dreams and looked for the Lord and would end up in Catholic churches or different places trying to find out who Jesus is. And I run into these people, and I get to tell them, well, this is what you need, and show them the Bible and different things. So the Lord uses me in different ways. And journalists is only one way, but I love being there because I like the Lord using me for love.
Well, I think it's really amazing to know that you're over there. And basically, what about certainly the Jewish people? Are any of the Jewish people interested in Christianity? Or certainly, what about the Orthodox Jews? Certainly, they are usually very, very faithful to their faith, aren't they?
Yeah, I have a lot of Orthodox Jewish friends, and we have a great time talking about the Bible, because we have the First and Second Testament. We have what we call the Old and New, but it's really not old. Their Bible is our Bible also, and we talk about the prophecies. If you look at what's happening today in the news, what's happening on the surface has been prophesied 3,000 years ago, and we can talk about the prophecies, and we have everything in common all the way up till it comes up to the Messiah. They believe the Messiah is going to be coming for the first time, and of course, we as Christians believe that the Messiah is going to be returning, and he was Yeshua, Jesus, who came and was born in Bethlehem. So there's a difference there. Now, I've got to honor my friends, and I do, and we debate. Jewish people love to debate, and that's what we do. We get in space, and we talk about different things. And yes, there are Jewish people that have converted and have become Christians, but I don't see them as leaving Judaism. I don't see them as not Jews anymore. I see them as born-again Jews, that they just recognize that Jesus, Yeshua, was Messiah that came for them, because Jesus was a Jew. And if in Isaiah 53, it talks about how he was beaten. And there's so many things in the Bible that talks about the Messiah. And I encourage them to read. They encourage me to learn more about Judaism. And so it's a great relationship I have with people. Yes, there are some that are coming to the Lord, and I try to stay out of their way.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, our guest is Cheryl Hancock, who works over there as a journalist, certainly, in Israel, and she actually lives in a suburb of Jerusalem. But she's on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle that is being fought there, and as a journalist, of course, she's reporting to us. She's reporting to others, and, of course, you can get her regular weekly emails. And once again, how can people reach your email site and get your sign up to get your emails?
The best way is to email me directly and to email reporting from Israel at gmail.com. It's all one word, reporting from Israel at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question or comment for Cheryl, who's certainly on the right on the very, very front lines of a very real battle. People are dying all throughout that part of the world. Almost 100,000 people have died over in Syria. And of course, I've stood on the Golan Heights, and you can certainly just look about 30 miles from the top of the Golan Heights. Then you can see the city of Damascus, a city that is consumed certainly in terror and in warfare today. And basically, of course, the battle is being fought right there on the very edges of the Golan Heights. And so the question is, will this begin to spill over into Israel? And certainly Hezbollah is certainly just north of the border. There are Shia Muslims. They are armed with tens of thousands of missiles, and they're all aimed at Israel. Why isn't Hezbollah firing their missiles at Israel today? Why is Hezbollah sitting back and really not doing much of anything? Certainly they have all these missiles, but yet they're not using them.
Yeah, right now they're not. They're actually busy in the war of the Shiite Sunni conflict over there in Syria. They're fighting right alongside the Syrian regime. So they can't be bothered with Israel right now, but there will come a day that they will be, and Israel is preparing for that day. Israel also has a battle in their own homeland with the Palestinian people. And I told you I have a bunch of Palestinian friends, a lot of Palestinian friends. I live in the West Bank, as a matter of fact. But where I live, if Israel continues to give away any more land, they're really going to be hurting. The leader, Netanyahu, is trying to really take care of his people and protect them. He knows that if he gives the land by Jericho, where I live, if he gives down by the Jericho Road, go down that road and you come up to the Dead Sea and the Jordan River, which flows into the Dead Sea. And the Palestinians want Israel to give up all that land. Well, Israel patrols that land along the Jordan River all the way up to the north. And that way they know if anyone from Syria or Jordan or Iraq or Iran comes into the land, then they have a little bit of time to stop them before there's an attack in Jerusalem. But if they give away that land and do what the Palestinians want, it goes back to the border of, they're saying, the 47 or even the 67 border, you know that the front line where the Middle East can come into Israel would be Jerusalem. And there's not enough time to protect the people. So when you hear Netanyahu is not wanting to give up land, there's a reason for it. It's not because they're greedy. It's because they need to protect themselves. And I can see it firsthand.
Okay, well, let's go to Tony calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Tony, how are we doing?
Hi, Stan. You're doing beautiful. I just want to say to Cheryl, I'm so grateful for all you're doing for Israel. Okay?
Good to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a couple of months. It's good to have you back on the line. Do you have a question or comment for us?
Stan. Hello, Stan.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I want to say one thing. Well, one other thing that you had mentioned about the missiles being pointed at Israel from Hezbollah and all those people. That's not going to happen. God won't let that happen. That's not in prophecy that they're going to take out Israel. They never do that.
Well, no, I'm not saying that they're going to take out Israel. I believe that personally between, and I think you and it would agree with me, that somehow or other, through some sort of a miraculous affair, God is going to protect Israel. I mean, we're talking about
That's right.
potentially some people say 100,000. I said, our friend Barry Shamet says 200,000 missiles. We don't know whether it's 50,000 or 200,000 missiles. But even if there are only 30 or 40,000 missiles, potentially they can take out Israel. And by every bit of logic, why Israel would be destroyed. But I think you and I would agree that God is not going to allow this at the present time. Would you agree with that, Carol?
Yes, I would agree with that.
They could have a million, trillion part of Israel, okay? You read Matthew 24, that Antichrist got to send in the temple, okay? And Israel for the seven years of tribulation, okay? The 7 years, some Jews they're going to believe that Antichrist. Yes. And they're going to come willingly. You won't kill any of them, okay, at that time.
We're in agreement with you.
But after 3 years, he's going to turn on Israel, okay? But God got it all. It's all in Matthew 24.
Okay, I agree with you. And thank you so very much for calling. We live in exciting
times. And have a blessed evening.
God bless. Okay, and of course, basically, if you look at what's happening over in Israel today, from a purely logical point of view, Israel has no possibility of surviving. Because they cannot fight everybody over there. They can't fight the Muslims. They can't fight the Russians. They can't fight certainly 100,000 or 200,000 or even 50,000 missiles. But as Tony says, and I think Cheryl would probably agree, that we discount the influence and impact of God on what's going on today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-2295. Cheryl, what would you say in response to Tony?
Well, I would say, like back in 1948, on May 14, 1948, when Israel became a nation, all the Arab nations around them surrounded them and attacked them. They thought they could wipe out these people that are fresh from the Holocaust. They could just wipe them out. But they didn't. And I believe it's because God was with them. God was with his people. And he will never leave them nor forsake them, as the word says. In 67, they got the Temple Mount back. They got the Western Wall back. They got the West Bank back from Jordan. And I believe God was with them then also. And I believe, as Tony said, that God will be with these people. And we will see the power of the Lord when this happens, when all these missiles, as Dr. Stan, you said, all these missiles are pointed. I mean, of course, they should be wiped out. They're a speck on the map. But God won't let that happen because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is there for his people. So that is what I'm talking about in the churches. We'll see what happens.
Well, I think, ladies and gentlemen, basically, as we look at what's going on in the world today, we look at it from a political point of view. We look at it from a military point of view. We look at it from a cultural, ideological, and historical point of view. But if we really want to understand what's going on, I think we have to accept what Tony said, and that is that we have to look at it from a biblical and prophetic point of view. And basically, it's so easy to take God out of the equation as we see unfolding of events. But we must never do that. We do so at putting ourselves in a position where we're really not going to be able to anticipate what's coming down the line. Because God has brought, I believe, the children of Israel back to their homeland for a purpose at this time in history. And we are privileged to live, I believe, in one of the most important and significant, dangerous but exciting times in the history of mankind. Well, our telephone number is 1-888. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Cheryl, as you talk to the people over there, do many of them really understand the prophetic significance of what's going on, or the fact that God really has been instrumental, not only in creating this new state of Israel after almost 2,000 years, but, of course, is guiding its course since its inception in 1948. Does the average Jew have any concept of the part that God is playing in the unfolding of current events?
You know, not really. But if I talk to my ultra-Orthodox or my Orthodox Jewish friends, they understand it. From day one, what happened to Israel in 1948, on all the way through to the prophecies now, and the prophecies that have not been fulfilled, they know they're living in prophetic times and biblical. But the Russian people, when they came over, and they're still coming over, some of them, they're making aliyah, immigration to Israel. And the Lord did say, I'm going to bring them from the north, south, east, and west. And the Jewish people have been coming from the north, south, east, and west for many years, the late 1800s. And that's what Zionism was all about, to go back to the land of Zion. But these Russians would come, and a lot of them were not in the Bible. They were more secular, but they were Jewish blood. And one time I remember pointing out that they are a fulfillment of prophecy. And the lady didn't quite understand what I was saying until I opened up a Bible and showed her in the prophecies that were, the Lord says, I'm going to bring them from the north and the south. And she began to get it, and she began to cry. She realized she was a fulfillment of prophecy. And that's what I'm trying to tell the secular people, the everyday people. They understand the prophecies right now. They don't understand how it began and how it's going to be fulfilled completely. It's very interesting conversation.
And I really think, ladies and gentlemen, out there in the listening audience, we are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. I don't know how it's going to work out from here. I think, though, that we're moving towards some sort of a climactic condition. We've never seen anything quite like that, and certainly there's tremendous instability. Assyria in Syria. There's tremendous instability in Lebanon. There's tremendous instability in Egypt and throughout many of the countries over there. You're not hearing too much about it, but there's really very serious problems throughout that whole part of the world. And it's going to be fascinating to see how it is unfolding during this coming months. Now, when would you be going back again? You said you're going back in September, Cheryl?
Well, my last speaking engagement is September 8th. I plan to stay in the country a little bit after that, maybe get to come to you, and I plan to go back the first week of October.
All right. Well, Chris, Barbara and I are really looking forward to having dinner with you up here. You let us know when you can come, and preferably on the weekend, because, of course, we do our radio programs 5 hours a day, but we'll work it in one way or the other, no matter when we can make it with you. But we're really looking forward to seeing you again, and certainly appreciate all the work that you're doing over there. What would you say to our listeners? What could they do to help you?
Well, I think prayer is the most important thing because I'm working in all the different people groups. And when you actually, these people that have been baptized, the Palestinian people, when they get baptized and we teach them to love their neighbors, they are no more a threat to Israel. And they usually tell their families about the Lord. And if these people get the Lord, if they receive him, then they're not going to fight against Israel. We're doing it one by one. But prayer is the most important thing that I really need.
In other words, you'd like people to pray for your help and for your, basically for your safety, because what you're doing is potentially dangerous, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've been attacked quite a bit, and at any moment I can be attacked. Actually, people have been threatening me over the internet, and it's my job to get the truth out, so I won't stop doing that no matter what the threats are, but prayer is what I need, actually, to protect me.
All right, fine. One more time, I want you to go ahead and get your email out so people can email you and get in touch with you. And then suddenly Cheryl sends out a free email on a regular basis. We get it, we read it, we keep abreast of what she's doing. How could people once again contact you by email and get your email report?
They can write to me at reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com, is that it? Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. I look forward to Cheryl's report that comes on a regular basis, and you'll enjoy getting it as well and keeping abreast of her. Cheryl, thank you for everything you're doing. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to following you while you're here, and look forward to seeing you when you come to the Monterey Bay Area. Bye bye. God bless.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, that you enjoy our conversations with Cheryl. She's on with us every month, and she's sort of our journalist over there who keeps us abreast of what's really going on in Israel. And so much of what's going on, you're not going to hear through regular channels. In fact, there's the whole idea of calling up part of the military to guard the northern and certainly the eastern border. We'd only heard from Barry Shamish 2 days ago, but fortunately we were able to verify it with Cheryl, who called over to Israel to talk to her friends. So basically they're not mobilizing, but it just caused pulling up troops so that they can increase the forces there to guard themselves because, of course, the Israeli military is very, very concerned at this time in history about unfolding events. And you should be as well because, of course, I believe, of course, that God is going to create a problem over there. And one way or another, of course, America is going to be involved in the unfolding of events in that part of the world. And I believe, of course, that America was founded as a Christian nation. I believe America is no longer a Christian nation. I believe we've been taken over by powerful occult forces. And I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country unless the American people get involved and we take this country back from the evil, tyrannical, subversive element that controls the reins of government today. Who are these people? Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. What can we do? We can educate the public. We can point out that the elections are rigged. We can demand we get back to paper ballots. We can start working to take America back, block by block, precinct by precinct, county or city by city, county by county, state by state. And you need to get involved, not so much in the federal elections because they're rigged, but the local elections in many areas of the country. We can influence what's going on. And I hope you'll join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. We're not talking about something imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very real struggle. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want a Catholic, you want to know what's happened to the Catholic Church, you need to get our 4-CD set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin, who is a Jesuit priest and a confidant of Pope John the 23rd. You need, of course, to get so much of the other information that we have. You need to get the book written by Constance Cumbie, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and then, of course, the 4-CD set. And the talk given by Constance on the occult movement in America, you just call in and ask for the 4-CD set of my talks with Constance and for the talk that she gave when she was here in Santa Cruz. Talking before our conference, you need to understand the powerful occult forces at work not only throughout the world, but right here in the America, that are determining the course of our elections and energizing the dark spiritual force that's guiding America from conflict to conflict and eventually, to the destruction of the land, of what was the land of the free and the home of the brave. Certainly, you need to get certainly my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and my talk on population control, the covert agenda, the secret plan. So the covert agenda and the secret agenda. We need to get these two. One is on Agenda 21, the other is on population control, and they will give you an excellent overview of what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs live and, of course, archived. Or you can watch our DVDs, many of them. Or you can certainly read our newsletters and read my treatise on population control and so much else that's there and the links we recommend to you. And then, of course, we remember, if you're in a position to help, you could join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help support the 50 stations where we're heard, or outlets where we're heard every single week. Now we're going to be back here in just a minute for another hour. But again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And please pray for Radio Liberty. Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that realities are usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of an old friend, Al Duncan. And Al wrote a book back before Y2K talking about the very imminent threat to America. Now, it was a fictional book about what would happen when the freedom was lost here. And, of course, Al has rewritten the book. Actually, I write the prefix of the foreword to the original book, and it's still in there. And certainly, we hope that you'll want to get the book. It's a fascinating read. What would life be like if we were to lose our freedom? And basically, we are progressively losing our freedom today. The things that are happening are not accidental. Certainly, there's a powerful group, a very evil and wicked group, who control the leadership of both political parties, who own the banks and the corporations, who control the military, who have their agents positioned in key positions within the media, religious system, certainly within our educational system, and they largely control and direct everything going on in this country. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, which is why we are certainly financing the rebels in Syria, why we're certainly involved with the overthrow of the government there in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya, why we've been involved with the wars over there in Afghanistan and Iraq, and why we're certainly challenging the Iranians, and we want to tell them what to do. And what we want to do is replace all the governments, any government that will not go along with our program for a one-world government with a dependable dictator that we will install. If we're really interested in doing away with dictatorships, why don't we do something about Saudi Arabia? They'll give you all sorts of excuses, but here's, if you talk about a feudal dictatorship where they behead people today, they cut off their hands and feet, they castrate men, and they still stone women to death. This is not imaginary. This is what Saudi Arabia is like today. When did you ever hear this talked about, that maybe we should replace the Saudi Arabian monarchs? Of course not. They control your reality. We have our favorite dictators, even though they're the most brutal in the world. But, of course, we tell the American people, that's, they have to understand, the people in charge know what they're doing, and they do. But, of course, their goal is not the goal of a Christian nation. They're doing everything they can to destroy the Christian foundation of America and other nations throughout the world. We're blocking the Muslim Brotherhood, which, of course, is opposing Sharia law on nations throughout the Middle East and the Near East, and moving to destroy the Christians there. And this is the essence of American foreign policy, that you'll never hear discussed in the controlled media or by Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. Al Duncan, go ahead, pick up the story for us.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation of being on the show. It's always a pleasure and a blessing. And yes, boy, I'll tell you, I wrote about this as far back as it was published in 1999 initially. Boy, time flies, doesn't it, Dr. Stan?
It sure does, 14 years ago.
Yes, and now here today, just about everything that I wrote about in the book is now taking place right before our eyes. And it seems like they've ratcheted up. I'll never forget, probably 15 years ago, I heard Jeff Leffler, he said, when the New World Order comes across the finish line, they're going to be naked. Everybody will see them for who they really are.
Hold that thought, Al. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question? We'll be back here in just a moment with Al Duncan. Al, go right ahead.
Yes, and I was saying John Leffler was his name, and he said when this New World Order comes across the finish line, it won't have any clothes on. Everybody will see it for who it really is. Well, I'll tell you, they're now coming across the finish line, Dr. Stan. You look at the NSA, and yes, that organization has been around a long time. What Snowden told us was something you have been preaching for decades now, and so it's nothing new. But the thing is, now they're in your face. They're telling you exactly what they're doing, and you know what, Dr. Stan? They don't care. If you don't like it, tough. And that's where we are. We're trying to wake up as many as we possibly can. I believe that we can always delay this thing, whether we could stop it or put a halt or reverse it. I don't know at this point. As you said, they own all the corporations. They run the banks. They run the media. They're embedded in our military. They control the military. They're all in a political, and from the Congress to the president. So whether we could turn around, who knows? It's only God knows. But we have an obligation to stand against evil as long as we exist. And that's my goal. That's my objective. And every time I listen to your show, I see that that's yours too, Dr. Stan.
Well, what's the title of the book?
The title of the book is The Master Plan.
The Master Plan. And basically, what is the Master Plan?
Well, it is the plan to control the world, to take over and control the world. It is a plan to bring in the New World Order. But I also have in there, Dr. Stan, the Master's Plan. And I say that openly. It is a classic salvation message, which brings everyone who reads it to at least a knowledge of Jesus Christ, and hopefully convict them to the point of becoming a child of the living Savior. So it is the master plan, the world, the New World Order plan, and I cover everything in that in the book, from you name it, from the economy and how the outsourcing first began. I discussed the United Nations, which I think is the key or the crux of the New World Order. I think that they will...
Hold that thought, Al. We'll be back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Al Duncan. His book is The Master Plan. The Master Plan is basically the story of exactly what's going on today in a fictionalized form, but of course it's very accurate, telling exactly what this is all about. It's all about a plan on the part of a few very wealthy people to bring about a one-world government, to use the financial and military power of the United States to impose this on helpless people throughout the world. But of course, Al also points out that his book includes not only the master plan, but the master's plan. In other words, God's plan for humanity. Because of course, what he wants to do with this book is to introduce people to our Lord Jesus Christ and give them the opportunity to change their lives forever. And he does a good job in this. I remember I wrote the foreword to this book certainly 14 years ago. I thought it was a good book at the time. I still think it's an excellent book, and I recommend it to you. Our telephone number, if you'd like to, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment, or if you'd like to talk to Al about it, maybe you've read the book, The Master Plan, but now it's been certainly updated and brought up to just where we are today, because, of course, it originally was written before Y2K. But now, of course, Y2K is long since gone, and now we're facing all sorts of new crises. Of course, remember, the Y2K crisis was a very real crisis, but fortunately, the corporation spent several billion dollars sending teams out to go ahead from community to community and rewriting the programs, the computer programs, in all the major, certainly, industries across America. And when Y2 came, of course, there was no crisis. Today, we face another crisis, and that is, of course, the very real possibility of an electromagnetic pulse attack. It would be very simple to solve the problem. For expenditure of a few hundred million dollars, we could put breakers into the electric lines and protect most of our major cities. For a couple of billion dollars, we could protect the entire nation. But for some reason, it doesn't matter what Congress has voted on, doesn't matter what the various congressional committees, and there's been at least four of them that have investigated this and say there's a very real danger from an EMP attack. It doesn't matter what the congressional committees have come up with, what the reports have shown. Oh, well, of course, the information has been fairly well blocked out, or when it has been published in the major newspapers, it's always put in such an exaggerated form, and the real issues are never addressed, and they're almost as if the whole program is designed to turn people off and to convince them that it's all false hysteria, and yet we could solve the problem. Today, there would not be a major danger to America from an EMP attack. There was a danger from a Y2K attack. There was addressed. There's a danger from an EMP attack, and everything is being done to block trying to protect America, and that doesn't make sense. But Al, I want you to tell our listeners about how you conceive the unfolding threat to America and what is going to happen, because your hero suddenly is part and parcel of this whole sinister group, and then one day he wakes up to find out what it's about. Why don't you tell our listeners about your book and why it is important and why they should get it? Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Al.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. as you know, I originally wrote the book with the thought in mind of knowing that the average individual just would not read an academic or a textbook account of the New World Order. It would go too far into unbelief. So what I did was I took the facts and I created an exciting adventure story around those facts. As I started saying, I discussed the economy. I do a in-depth account of how the outsourcing began and how it was used in each country that we established an agreement with for the outsourcing. They were required to purchase a treasury bond, to purchase our debt, and which they are still doing today. Well, I say still doing today. China is just about to cease in buying our debt because we have fallen back on our part of the bargain, which was to purchase a certain amount of product or good. But I talk about the United Nations, and I touched on that before the break. I'll tell you, Dr. Stan, I really do believe that's the Trojan horse that is bringing in the New World Order. I mean, everything comes from the United Nations. All of our orders are marching orders. The military is run, controlled by NATO, which is the United Nations. We have Agenda 21, which controls everything we do. We have to ask for permission or get a permit even to build a port. So every time we have the World Health Organization, the World Trade Organization, the ICC, the Criminal Court, UNESCO, which is education, we have NATO, the military. We have a one world order really right now today, I understand. There's no question about it. Agenda 21 literally controls everything we do. There's nothing that we can do that Agenda 21 doesn't touch. So we have the environmental program, which is a fake, a fraud. We have 30,000 scientists that say that there is no global warming, but yet the Environmental Protection Agency is going to protect us from the air we breathe. Now, I think it's absolutely amazing that they can charge people to breathe, and that's what they're doing with the cap and trade. It's absolutely ridiculous, but the average person will stand up and back it. We sit back and watch what's happening with the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. I don't think there's anything that's more tyrannical than the NDAA. I don't see how anything could be worse. There's nothing here we have the right. According to the Constitution, we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. According to the NDAA, we do not have the right to life. They can literally blackbag us, disappear us, and murder us without a trial. There's no due process law. There's no more a court hearing. There's no a right to a speedy trial or peers of your choice. No, we have none of that. The NDAA has taken all that away. And if that weren't enough, you know, and all this is in my book, Dr. Stan. I have written about the NDAA. I write about the 2 billion plus bullets and the fact that the Department of Homeland Security has been stockpiling 25 armored vehicles for the
2,500 armored vehicles.
You're absolutely. Thank you for the correction. 2,500 armored vehicles for the streets of America, and then we have 30,000 drones for the airs of America, and then we have, if that weren't enough, we have the 2 billion bullets for which is. Equivalent to approximately 4 or 5 bullets per American citizen. And if that weren't enough, then they printed up the 1 million is what they purchased, the Department of Homeland Security, 1 million practice. For targets, practice targets with American citizens, including pregnant women, children, seniors, and all of this to indoctrinate the troops and the police that the enemy the terrorist is now the American people.
Well, no, basically, these are cardboard figures of pregnant women, of children, of elderly Americans, and they look like Americans. They're targets. This is what they are using to train the people working for the Office of Homeland Security to shoot at. Why would you have targets that look like a pregnant woman for people to shoot at? Unless you wanted to decondition them so they would shoot at them. And basically, you're dealing with something truly diabolical today. And the average American really doesn't understand that there really are evil and wicked people working at the highest levels of our government who hate humanity and who hate America. And that's why they're using the financial and military power of our government to bring about this one world government. That's why they've already killed a couple of billion people already, and people are just, nobody's killed a couple of billion people. Ladies and gentlemen, we finance International Planned Parenthood, and International Planned Parenthood has helped to organize the death of almost 400 million unborn children in China, almost 400 million unborn children in India, almost 400 million unborn children in Russia, though goes back to the first of the early part of the 19th of the 20th century, the 1900s. We're not talking about something imaginary. Certainly in America, we've killed over 55 million unborn children here. And so we're doing this all throughout the world. And then with the use of contraceptives and sterilization and other things, we've already prevented or killed well over 2 billion people. Well, we never talk about that sort of thing. We never talk about the epidemics that they create of artificial disease. We never talk about the fact that cancer used to be a very rare disease, but it's not a rare disease anymore now. Certainly, it's probably the second largest cause of death in the United States. Why did that happen over the last 50 years? Why? Because they're putting carcinogens into our food and into our air and into our water. And fluoride actually increases the incidence. Water fluoridation increases the incidence of cancer. Some of the aspartame that they put in 14,000 products does the same thing. Certainly the aluminum that is in the jet fuel that you are that goes into the air that you're breathing is carcinogenic. You can check all of these things out on the internet. Just go up and suddenly type in jet fuel aluminum, and you'll find out that there's aluminum in the jet fuel. And then simply type in aluminum, certainly fertility, aluminum cancer. You'll find that these things foment it. Well, if this is true, why doesn't everybody know? The reason they don't know is because the media is controlled. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. The book, The Master Plan by Al Duncan, will be back in just a moment. Give us a call if you have a question or comment right here at Radio Liberty. Hey, I'll go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan. I another thing in regards to the Master Plan that is somewhat different than most other books, you'll find that most other books, they have experts on certain facets of the New World Order, you know, population control, the education system, as I said, you know, United Nations, or even a Big Pharma, as you just discussed, Big Pharma, you know, but the Master Plan, boy, I tell you, it includes all of these, and I did that purposely. I wanted to give a complete overall view of every facet of this evil plan to control the world. And you know, there's no question, your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, was the missing link, so to speak, was the, and that is the truth, that was the piece of the puzzle that put it all together for me, Dr. Stan. These people are Luciferians. They believe that the God that you and I serve is the devil, and that the devil that we know whom he is their God. And they get their walking papers, their instructions daily from and through him, the channeling, etc. And so we see that the whole plan of the devil is but to kill, steal, and destroy. If we look at Libya, if we look at Iraq, totally destroy these countries, and killing just the is unbelievable, Dr. Stanley. Yet these people worship this satanic, this evil being, and everything that he tells them to do is what they're implementing right now today on the American people. You know, the Bible.
Al, why don't we hang on for just a minute? We've got Bob calling from Schenectady, New York. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Good. Very good. I just started listening to your program probably over the past month or so, and I think it's a great program when I can catch it. I just want to make one comment about the targets. I don't like our government, by the way. I worked for the government years ago, retired from them, and law enforcement. And I will say, as far as the cardboard cutouts, we used those in the State Police Academy, but it was shoot, don't shoot type scenarios. We had movies where one situation was a woman, you got a call for a bank alarm, and the movie was going, and they had the recruits lined up standing there, you know, with their weapon drawn to shoot or don't shoot, and it was a woman backing out of a bank door with her back towards you, and her arms were in front. Well, you couldn't see that she did not have a weapon. In one scenario, she was carrying dishes. Some recruits shot by accident because they didn't know any better, you know, to make sure what the person had in her hands was, in fact, a weapon rather than, you know, in this case, it was a pile of dishes. So, and then I got yelled at by one instructor because I got a call for a bank alarm. So you go into shoot, don't shoot scenario, and there was an old guy. He probably had to be 85, and he had a crowbar trying to break open the safe. Well, I holstered my weapon and took a defensive stand, and the counselor said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, if I can't take this guy with my hand, I don't belong on this job." And he said, "Well, he just hit you with the crowbar. You're dead." So, I mean, it was kind of crazy, but I didn't feel it was necessary. I would have had to shot the guy. I should have been able to take him by myself. But a lot of those cardboard things, they would have in a hallway where somebody was hiding in a closet, and then you had a bad guy with a weapon.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. I think that's fascinating, Bob. Hang on there.
Yep.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Bob calling us from Schenectady, New York. Now, we've heard about the various cardboard, targets that the Office of Homeland Security has bought, certainly targets of children, targets certainly of a woman who's pregnant. And, of course, the idea is that those targets, cardboard targets, are there to train people to shoot at Americans or decondition them. And, of course, Bob said he used to work for law enforcement, and basically they would use targets like that, but they would actually use them to train people not to shoot, and there would be certain circumstances where you would not shoot. And if there was, you basically, if it was a shoot not shoot situation and you saw a pregnant woman there, well, the whole idea was you were not to shoot. It might be in a dangerous situation, but you'd be there to protect her. Is that the correct interpretation of what you're saying, Bob?
I would say, you know, that could be for training purposes and stuff, but I don't understand why they're buying so many. And I notice on the New York State Thruway constantly, I see an awful lot of military vehicles. I got friends in the military, and they don't know what's going on, but I notice an awful lot of heavy equipment being run from Albany all the way out to past Buffalo, all coming towards the East Coast. And it's on private tractor trailers, some are military convoys, but I see an awful lot of military vehicles that are running from the western part of New York State to the East Coast. So where that stuff is going, I have no clue.
And I don't know either, Bob. Basically, we don't know whether they're going to be sending that overseas, or they're going to use it here, they're going to use it against the American people, or they're going to use it to certainly defend the elite if the whole system of government breaks down. We don't know what they're up to. We don't know why they're buying so much ammunition, but I will tell you that basically if you want to put the American people down, the Office of Homeland Security are not the people to do it. The Office of Homeland Security are not trained. We have a trained military. And so basically it is illogical for all this ammunition they're talking about to be going to be used to certainly shoot the American people. Basically, I believe this is to protect the elite because they know there's going to be a crisis coming down the line and they want to be able to protect themselves. I think that's what it's for, but nobody's mentioning that. Anything else you'd like to say, Bob, before we let you go?
Sure. I would like to say you're right about being able to protect yourselves. I'm all for people having the weapons that they feel they need. There was times when I was in different patrol areas up in rural upstate New York where it took me over an hour to go from one end of my patrol area to the next. And if something was going on up there and the homeowners did not have a weapon, if they needed it, they'd be in trouble. So I think what the governor's gone and Obama and everything, they're barking up the wrong tree. Then, like, I agree, there's some hidden agenda somewhere with these people. And, you know, keep up the good work because your program is excellent. And I do plan on going on your website.
I hope you'll go there, radioliberty.com, and you can listen to all of our archive programs as well as the live one. God bless you. Thanks for calling, Bob. Anything you'd like to say in response to that, Al?
Yes, I do hear what Bob is saying, and that's why I prefaced that was the last thing on the list. We talked about 2,500 armed vehicles for the streets, and we've talked about 30,000 drones for the air. We talked about over 2 billion bullets, and half of those are hollow point, which is illegal, according to the Geneva Conference, illegal in war. So who would they be for? Now, as far as the targets are concerned, there's no question. That was an old tactic to train an officer to know who is the bad guy and who is not. However, this is not the same thing, Dr. Stan. These are point blank, nothing but targets, and they are for target practice. And by our so-called officials of police and military. So I hear what Bob was saying, and you could take it with a grain of salt, but if you take the whole picture, and that's why connecting the dots, and like I said, that's why I used that last, I would have to believe that exactly what you said, this is straight indoctrination to shoot Americans. We know that there have been orders given to the troops that Americans are now the enemy. If you can Google right now today police brutality in America, you will come with YouTube video after YouTube video. I mean hundreds, literally hundreds of them showing police kicking in people's doors, no warrant, people police even violating women their private parts in the street.
Hold that thought, Al. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Much of what's being done is to turn the police against the people and the people against the police.
While the storm clouds gather, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a
Don't be late.
No. Wipe with God. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Al Duncan, his book, The Master Plan. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Al, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of your book, how they can get it, and how they can get your website?
Sure, I would love that. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. They can go to my website, which is themasterplanbook.com. And there's a PayPal button, and through that PayPal button, there are two sources. You can either purchase the book through PayPal, or you can purchase the book from a credit card. So you have that both of those opportunities there on the website. Again, it's themasterplanbook.com, themasterplanbook.com. And there you will see, I also write articles for newswithviews.com. So you can see read some of my articles. I even have some excerpts from the book there. The book is 1995. So, and for somebody who does not know about the New World Order, it's just a must read. For someone who does know about the New World Order, as I said, I cover just about every facet from, you name it, false flags, population control, Agenda 21. I do cover all of that. And so the website, and also there's a link to your show, Dr. Stan, and link to other shows that are pertinent to information today. I'd like to go back. I'd like to revert to the what we were talking about earlier. And we have noticed, Dr. Stan, that the police are being militarized. There's no question about it. I remember seeing a movie way back. Samuel L. Jackson was the sergeant, and he was given the authority to start the SWAT team. Now, everyone that he chose was the police officer that did not go by the book, who did not follow the rules. This was someone who would chase the assailant down and beat him to the ground, and didn't have any aversion to going against the rules. Well, today this is common practice, and now we are the enemy, Dr. Stancy. The NDAA made the United States of America a battle zone, and it calls it that, exactly, a battle zone.
Wait a minute, Al. Who calls the United States a battle zone?
This is what it says in the NDAA. It creates a battle zone, so therefore it does away with the Posse Comitatus Act, which, as you know, was established so that the military would not be used against the American people. That's what we had the police force for. The local police was to protect and serve, where military is to seek and to kill and destroy. So now they have changed. Now the police have been militarized, and they have been trained, federally trained, in the same tactics as the military. So the people, the American people, are now the enemy, and the police are to...
Well, maybe that's what they'd like, but I know an awful lot of police who don't go along with that concept, Al. An awful lot of police who are good Americans who realize, of course, that there are these sinister, subversive forces that want to use our police to subdue the American people. But an awful lot of good officers, a lot of good policemen who love America, who love freedom. So you can't generalize. Certainly, there may be a few bad actors out there. And basically, the elite are doing everything they can to militarize our police and to create a dissension between the police and the people and the police. But we can't generalize and say that all the police or most of the police fit into this category. Yes, they want to use them, militarize them. Certainly, they're doing everything they can.
Well,
but
I
most
agree.
Police are still good Americans.
Dr. Stan, I agree 100%. There's no question about that. There are still good, solid American, constitutional-believing American police. But this I do know, the move is to remove them, the same as the teachers, the same as all politicians. See, the Ron Pauls, they got to get out. See, the police that believe in the Constitution, and they are there, but they are removing them. They're getting them out, because what they want is they want a military. Now, why? What is the purpose? What is the purpose for all the bullets? What is the purpose for the army? What are they preparing for?
Well, I think that we have to understand that certainly a good friend, Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, is putting together an organization. He has now over 500 sheriffs and the chiefs of police who joined together in this effort to restore our Constitution. We need to be supporting certainly these people who love America as much as we do. And these are the sheriffs all across America who have signed the petition in support of the Second Amendment and the right of the people to keep and bear arms. So the last thing we want to do, Sydney, is drive a wedge between the police and the people, which is exactly what the enemies of freedom would have us do.
I understand your point. I understand your point. And I agree 100%. Richard Mack, I've written articles about him. In fact, I met him. Listen, 100% in agreement there. And that is not my intent or my purpose. My intent is to wake up so that we will know and we can prepare for what is about to happen. And I was about to say, why do I think this is being caused? Well, as we know, that they're inflating. I mean, $85 billion a month is being given to the banksters to buy supposedly the mortgage-backed securities. But we're causing inflation. What does inflation do? What costs a dollar today, tomorrow costs $2? Well, it's also $2 worth of tax. What was it, Alan Greenspan, before he became the Federal Reserve Chairman, he wrote an essay, great essay, in the 60s that said that inflation is a government's sneaky way of stealing the wealth of the people. Well, when they steal the wealth like this, the cost of living, listen, goes up, and so does food, so does energy, which are the main costs, and they go up. But what is that? If it goes up and people cannot afford it, then what is it? Then we get social unrest. So they see this coming, but it's being caused, as you know, Dr. Stanton, this is purposely and intentionally being caused all around the world. Most people in the world, it's between 40% and 70% of their income goes to food and energy. Well, these costs are now starting to rise, and like I said, this causes unrest, insecurity, and they know it's coming here to America. They know that they're inflating our dollars every single day, and once this gets going, and who knows when, I'm not putting a time on it, but I am saying this is what is coming, and they know it. And as you said, so they are preparing, and who is the day? They, the powers that be, the bankers, they are preparing for insurrection, and the police force is being trained militarily for that purpose. Now, again, I agree with you 100%, and I'm not blanketing or labeling all of them, because there are good people everywhere, and these are the ones that we're appealing to, because they need to be aware, too, of what's going on. I listened to you had a guest on your show, Dr. Stan, Orlean Coley, and she was talking about the Common Core curriculum. Well, I do a chapter, a section on education, and I touch on, although at the time, and like I said, 15 years ago this was published, although at the time I did not know the title because there was no title, but exactly the program that she described was, I wrote about 15 years ago, the program that they had planned to bring down the pike 15 years ago. And in essence, what it is, Dr. Stan, it is a computer and a student, and there is no teacher. The student, all of his education is done via the computer, and all of his direction, his job, his education is done with specialists, everyone from zoologists to mathematicians. And these are all in a behind-the-scenes specialist for every single student. And the teacher is going to become, as everything else, obsolete. Now they have robots to do everything. And they don't take smoke breaks, or they don't need a lunch break. And they have robots that repair robots. So the average person is going to be obsolete. This is where they're robot cops. This is where we're moving. And I do discuss this in the book, and I say that the enemy, this is their plan. I talk about the future, what they intend to do. Their plan is a brain inside of a robot. That the brain can operate, and they believe that they will never die. Well, we know God has something else to say about that, and I also try in the book, I try my best to keep connected or stay connected to God's timetable. He does have a timetable. When I first learned about this New World Order, it just so happened I was reading the Bible, and someone gave me a book, The Fourth Reich of the Rich by Des Griffin, and I saw in that book was a chapter called The Master Plan. And I'm reading the master plan, and I'm reading Revelation, and my goodness, what they're the master plan, what they're saying, and that's why I titled my book that. But what they're saying is, we will do this, we are going to do that. This we have done, and we will continue to do this. It was in that vein, and the Bible said this will happen, that will take place. And I'm reading both, and I'm saying, my goodness, one is written by the devil. There's no question. And one is written by God. This not only opened my eyes to the New World Order, but it also opened my eyes to the Lord. And that brought me to the Lord. I saw how evil and ugly and wicked this their plan was to control the world. And Dr. Stan, it drove me to the Lord. I said, my goodness, I don't want any part of this. And that was March the 21st, 1982. And since then, I've devoted my life to wake up as many people as I can for two reasons. Number one, if you see you need a Savior, my golly, here is the Savior. So this has been the quest of my life for the past 30-something years, Dr. Stan. I've been in it as long as you, you know, and I'm now nowhere near as knowledgeable as you, but this has been the goal or the objective or the direction of my life for 30-something years since I first discovered this New World Order, this evil, wicked, satanic planet it is. You know, it's so bad that Jesus says, if he does not return when he does, if God had not shortened the day, it's for the elect's sake, that this evil, wicked devil, through these minions, through these powers that be that are now controlling the world, that they would have killed every living creature on the face of the earth. Now, that's evil, and that is their intent. That is the devil's intent. He hates God and everything he created, and he's trying to destroy the entire creation. he's spraying in there. You name some of it. I mean, the barium, the aluminum, the fluoride in the water, but that's only a part of it. The GMO food that genetically alters everything. I mean, 80% of all the food now is genetically altered, and it's altering our cells the same way. There's a poison in it to kill the insects, and we're eating it. And they've taken out the God-given ability for it to reproduce itself, and we're eating it. And this is happening to us. Not to mention all the other poisons, bisphenol A, and I'm not pronouncing it correctly. You could probably help me there, Dr. Stan. The aspartame, as you mentioned, the vaccine. We could go on and on and on. They're killing us, literally killing us, Dr. Stan.
They really are. Now, Al, before we go on, I want you to get your Sydney telephone number and or your website out again where people can get your book.
Very good. That's themasterplanbook.com. themasterplanbook.com, and you could purchase it there. Also wanted to let everybody know that I've been invited by Eagle Forum to do a speaking engagement August the 1st at the Farmers Bank in Seal Beach. And that's August the 1st. It's going to start at 8 o'clock, and you're all invited. And
Now, that's in Seal Beach, California, August the 1st. What's the date again?
August the 1st, and it's at...
August the 1st, Seal Beach, California.
Merchant Bank.
Okay.
And in Seal Beach, California.
Okay, fine. And, of course, our guest has been Sidney Al Duncan. We're talking about his book, The Master Plan. That's The Master Plan. It's an excellent book. It gives you an excellent overview of what's really going on. There really are a small number of people who hate God. They're Luciferians, and they're working at the highest levels of our government today, making mockery of our electoral process and using certainly the American military throughout the world, the mightiest military that has ever been certainly developed. They're using it to bring about a world government. They're not interested in freedom. They're not interested in peace. They're actually financing and fomenting dictatorships throughout the world. And until people understand that, so little of what's going on today makes sense. Well, let's get your parting thoughts before we let you go, Al.
Well, Dr. Stan, first let me say you're doing an excellent job. You've been in this a long time, and God bless you, Dr. Stan. I think that we all need to promote each other, and that you've been doing for years. We need to assist each other, promote each other. I have a way of bringing things that's different than yours, and you have a way different than mine. But some will listen to me and won't listen to you. Some will listen to you and won't listen to me. So all I can say is God bless you and continue to herald the truth. And all I can say is my heart and my blessings and prayers go with you. Please pray for Dr. Stan, his show. Please pray for me. What I present is what God wants me to present. And I thank you and God bless you.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been Al Duncan, his book, The Master Plan. It's an excellent overview of what's going on, and it will help certainly. You'll find it fascinating reading, but even more than that, if you can get a copy to somebody else to get them to read it, once you get started reading, it draws you into it. But of course, the whole purpose of Al's purpose is to introduce you not only to the Master Plan, but to the Master's Plan. How do God's plan for humanity? And so the book then takes on another dimension because we are involved in a spiritual battle. And basically, we recommend the book to you. We recommend it when it was first written. We recommend it has been rewritten. And God bless you, Al. Thanks very much. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie.
Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America, indeed across the world, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, if you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter, if you'd like to get the books and DVD sets and CD sets we put out while they're available, and certainly you can get a list of them on the internet site at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, if you'd like, of course, to get certainly the very products we have. We have an excellent line of healthcare products. Barbara and I take these ourselves. We think that they're excellent and will help you to maintain your health. And basically, then, of course, we carry the Miracle 2 soap products. And I certainly would not be without the gel. And Barbara uses all of the soap products. Well, we certainly have certainly the Berkey products, and we recommend those for you. We're carrying the PRI, which is certainly a gasoline preservative or a diesel preservative, and you really need to have this on hand because, of course, not only it will preserve the things for you, but it'll tend to rejuvenate your gasoline or rejuvenate your diesel oil if it's stored for a long period of time. And if we do move into a cataclysmic situation, you'll certainly want to have these products on hand. So that's PRI, and certainly just call the girls, the 800 number, and they'll take your order, because we should have both on hand, both the diesel and the gasoline PRI preservative. And then, of course, we do carry a line of spices. Why would we carry spices? Well, because, of course, you'll dress up your food, and because it helps to support what I do, Radio Liberty. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, why, we'd really appreciate it. Now, we do actually carry a line of health products and the things that Barbara and I take. But are things that you need, because most people are short on magnesium. Most people certainly are not getting adequate vitamin C or vitamin B3, D3, that is D3, the sunshine vitamin, because we're not getting out enough. Most people are deficient in it, certainly. And so basically, if you'd like to get a supply of these products, there's so many of the other things that we offer. In the way of krill oil, certainly of vitamins and minerals. Iodorol, which is an iodine preparation. Most people are deficient in iodine. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you can certainly get the list. We'll be glad to send them. If you'd like a catalog, it has all of our products in it, all the books and four tape sets and all the four CD sets, all the things that you need to get educated. They're all available in the catalog. We'll send it free of charge. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we do hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. And, of course, you can watch our DVDs there free of charge. You can listen to our radio programs free of charge. You can certainly read our newsletters and read the other items and things that we've written and the other things that are there at radioliberty.com, www.radioliberty.com. And we do hope that you'll go there and that you'll encourage others to be able to go to our website. If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Why? Because it will explain to you what's really going on in the spiritual nature of the battle that is being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there really is an organized, orchestrated, satanic movement out there. There really are people who worship Lucifer. And if you doubt it, you need to read what they say. And we quote from Manly P. Hall, the leading Masonic philosopher of the last century, and from Sidney other of the Masonic leaders, and Sidney, you need to get the book. It's called The Brotherhood of Darkness. And then we ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please, pray for Radio Liberty, our number 1-800-544-8927.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 11 July.